From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon today announced its latest troop rotation plan for Iraq. It includes a return of Marine Corps forces, as well as the call-up of thousands of National Guard and Reserve troops. The Pentagon says the plan aims to reduce the total number of U.S. troops in Iraq by about 25,000 as Americans hand over more security duties to Iraqis. But even some Republican supporters of the war are voicing concerns about the U.S. strategy. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Since the Marines pulled out of Iraq in September, active duty and reserve U.S. Army forces have shouldered the often deadly work of securing the country with the help of two multinational divisions led by Britain and Poland. And with continued guerrilla attacks and more foreign troops unlikely, there was speculation the Pentagon would need to maintain its current troop level. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today said the rotation schedule could decrease U.S. strength from 130,000 now to about 105,000 by May.
The current plan is that if the security situation permits, to go from four divisions and 17 brigades in Iraq today to three divisions and 13 brigades U.S. next year.
Rumsfeld said the long deployments across the armed forces had not yet reduced recruitment and retention levels, but he acknowledged that risk for coming months. Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said commanders had structured the rotation plan to include more mobile combat units to take on guerrillas whose daily attacks have recently increased in number and sophistication.
We're going to have a lot more infantry. Even though we'll have armored divisions going in, they're not going to go in with all their armor because that's not what the need is right now. So their capabilities will not equate to capabilities. In fact, we think they'll be superior.
Under the plan, some 47,000 National Guard and Reserve forces are being notified for possible deployment to Iraq or Afghanistan. The call-up includes combat guard brigades from North Carolina, Arkansas, and Washington State, as well as combat support and military police units. General Myers.
The armed forces of the United States of America are structured around using the reserve component. I mean, we can't go to war, to conflict, without them.
Reservists will be called up for 18 months and serve 1 year in Iraq. Pentagon leaders say the orders were crafted to give families of reserve and guard troops as much warning as possible. The plan also means that some 20,000 Marines, who traditionally serve as a storm-the-beach expeditionary force, will be deployed west of Baghdad to replace departing Army units. The Army's 1st Cavalry and 1st Infantry Divisions will also replace Army forces in Iraq. Rumsfeld reiterated that the plan is to continue to move swiftly to turn over more security duties to the Iraqis, but some lawmakers are skeptical. Republican Senator John McCain, a combat veteran and strong supporter of the Iraq War, criticized the Pentagon Wednesday, saying it's unrealistic to rely on hastily trained Iraqis.
If the U.S. military, the world's best fighting force, can't defeat the Iraqi insurgents, how do we expect Iraqi militiamen with only weeks of training to do any better?
McCain called for an additional division of American troops in Iraq. Secretary Rumsfeld responded, saying, not a single military commander has recommended sending more U.S. troops. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, the Pentagon.